This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Not let these lies distract us from our campaign. And it's a campaign of truth. It really is.
Donald Trump on the campaign trail saying that it's a pack of lies as more information is dumped out, accusations about him groping women, forcing them to kiss him, and lots of other terrible stories that have emerged. The upshot of this all is, as we start here, my friends, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, is that we are electing a president in less than 30 days. And who is that president going to be? To aspire to be the president, to occupy 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, to me as a kid who grew up steeped in history, where I just was just enamored with the political process and the forefathers and the creation of the documents and the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and all of that. As a kid walking over those cobblestones in Philadelphia where the Liberty Bell was and Independence Center and seeing the room where the Declaration of Independence was signed, it just breaks my heart to watch this campaign unfold and to just think about where we're headed in the future and all of this nonsense that has happened now and still with one more presidential debate to go. I truly believe this is a coin flip. So for you, I beg to go out and vote. Go and early vote. Vote. So many people who are probably disgusted or people who think their vote cancels out the guy next door or cancels out the person who is sitting across from you at a table. I mean, no. This is the time to vote. There are no good excuses, because there are ways around ailments and problems and anything else that you could put up as an obstacle. It is so incredibly important. So what happened is it was a kind of a day where Trump in the morning was saying, this is ridiculous. This is lies. Come on, give me a break. Are you kidding me? And you could look into this and you won't be able to find anything there. And you've got some Republicans who are bailing on Trump. You have some Republicans who bailed on Trump, and now they're back with Trump. And it's a crazy roller coaster ride in that sense. Personally, the endorsements, I think it doesn't matter at this point, really, for either one of them, because this is game on, one against one. I mean, I just really think that's what it is at this point. So you look at the polls, and the polls are kind of all over the map. Most of them have Hillary Clinton ahead, but not by any kind of a double-digit amount. So that's why I keep coming back to my knowledge of politics and what I've seen over the years, and so many people that I have talked to, so many. I've interviewed over 12,000 people. I can't even tell you how many of them were politically based in some sense, in having something to do with the process, whether they were legislators or someone behind the scenes. And personally, to me, it was the off-the-mic conversations, the conversations I wish I could bring to you, but there's no way they would say the things that have been said to me on the air for fear of repercussions. So the bottom line is, Michelle Obama decided that she was enraged by the comments that came out last week with the Billy Bush situation on the bus and what Trump had to say about Nancy O'Dell and another actress that they were ogling before he got off the bus and whatnot. And so she came out today and didn't talk much about Hillary Clinton, really focused on Donald Trump. And I was reading a story, you know, because there's all kinds of headlines, and the headline said, "The Clinton surrogate that could finish off Trump, Michelle Obama." And in the speech, she talked about the fact that she could not, her voice was quaking with, like, fury. She said that she could not, you know, stand by and watch this. She said, "I can't believe I'm saying a candidate for president of the United States has bragged about sexually assaulting women." She said, "I've listened to this and I feel it so personally, and I'm sure that many of you do too, particularly the women. The shameful comments about our bodies, the disrespect of our ambitions and intellect, the belief that you can do anything you want to as a woman, this is cruel. That you can do anything you want to a woman. This is cruel, it's frightening, and the truth is, it hurts." So this came a day after her Girls Education Initiative at the White House. She, you know, they were doing something on that, insisting that the U.S. should serve as a role model to other countries for the treatment of young women. And then later in the day, as I said, Trump talked about the fact that the accusations weren't true and that the it's just lies. And he said, "This is, you know, I don't think so." He said, "I don't think so." In fact, he said about one of the women, "Look at her, I don't think so." Which I don't know that that was necessarily the way to go on that, but regardless, this was what went down during the day. So if you want to throw in your two cents on this quickly, we certainly can go through that. I've gotten a ton of emails, and we've got a mailbag coming up momentarily. But let's go to Grim first in Mississippi. Hey, Grim.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
Get on the lighter side. Have you got pen and paper real quick?
I do. Do you have a joke?
No, it's something that you personally can go to Urban Dictionary and put in there.
Okay.
Okay. First off, it's a historical definition for Western civilization.
Okay.
And it's a noun. And it's spelled PROMEDAHGANDA. A political and economic system of America, professional media, through propaganda, influence, and control the common people to pay homage and allegiance to their views.
Wow, that's frightening, isn't it?
Well, you think about it. You look up monarchy, they got a definition for it. You look up feudalism, they got a definition for it. You look up republic, they got a hey, we're in the new age where the media has influenced our government status. You know, at one time we even had what they call monastic, and they had it three different views. And well, you know what I'm saying, where the church.
I know what you're saying, absolutely. Grim, thank you for that. He sums it up short and sweet. He went on the lighter side. I'm going to go on the lighter side, too. Coming up next, we're going to take you to the movies. Stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
All right, so a good escape for at least a couple of hours is to go to the movies. But if you're going to shell out the coin for the big screen, you really are hoping you're going to see something good, right? So it's not the old days where I don't know how much you paid to go to the movies, but it wasn't the kind of dough that you know, that you're putting out now. Especially, they do have some cool theaters, but the theaters that where you sit, you sit in the recliner and whatnot, but the tickets often run you $12 plus. I don't know, unless you're sneaking in your own stuff. It's tough, right? Unless you eat right before you go to the movies. But most people don't do that. Anyway, there is a movie that has just been pumped out all over the place. I've seen so many previews of it. So I thought I would add to the pile. 2 hours and 8 minutes. This is without, you know, the half hour of previews. And it's R-rated. Ben Affleck is the star of this movie. He is a mathematics savant with more of an affinity for numbers than people. He is a small-town CPA. That is sort of his cover, but he actually makes his living doing something else. This movie is The Accountant.
Sooner or later, different scares people.
Yeah.
You think if you don't fight back, then maybe they'll like you, stop picking on you, calling you a freak. Victim of God. right. Make a decision.
Your son is a remarkable young man. It wouldn't surprise me if he has more in common with Einstein, Mozart, and Picasso than he does with us. He has highly advanced cognitive skills. The obsessive personality.
Can our son lead a normal life?
Define normal. Maybe he's capable of much more than we know.
Say you're the head of the Sinaloa cartel. Who can you trust to track your stolen cash? He's capable of coming in cold, uncooking years of books, and getting out alive. Imagine the secrets this guy has.
Who are you?
Can our son lead a normal life?
Define normal.
All right, so that's The Accountant. I think you get the gist of it. Anna Kendrick is in it. Remember Pitch Perfect? She's in both of those movies. She's in this. She's a good actress, I think. J.K. Simmons. He was in Law and Order, if you remember the Law and Order series, and I think he's a fine actor. And it's getting pretty decent reviews. I think the whole intrigue of it, if you like those kind of movies, will draw people there. Certainly worth getting streaming-wise, you know, with the way we stream things. If you don't catch it at the movies and you're all tied up doing something else, the great thing is you can just eventually rent it. All right, the next movie is called simply Max Steel.
We're home, Max.
Fresh start.
Fresh start number 9.
Now we're moving around.
I promise.
And we have a new student,
Mr. McGrath.
Max McGrath.
You're not Jim McGrath's son, are you?
Why does everybody in this town know more about Dad than I do? You knew my dad. I need to know about his work.
Your father was working to find a way to harness energy beyond anything that mankind has ever attempted. He was right on the edge of a breakthrough.
What's happening to me?
Max?
Ah! No, stay back!
My name is Steel.
What? You speak English.
Zack!
My mom is coming.
Is my mom dangerous?
No, come on.
Cool, cool, man.
You gotta clean in here, bud.
Did you do this to me?
No, Max. Your father gave you these powers. I'm just here to show you how to use them. Let's get started. Max, you can use your energy in many different ways. You can run faster.
Whoa!
Be stronger. And I haven't even shown you the best part yet.
What?
This is awesome.
You're welcome.
Max?
Sophia.
You okay?
Yeah, just really late for my,
this is boring.
My Zumba class.
The girl appears to cause increases in heart rate. Perhaps you should avoid contact.
Perhaps you should shut up.
See? She has made you angry. The Ultralings are here to destroy the Earth. The only thing that can stop them. Time to suit up. Coming in hot, Max!
I can't believe I'm doing this.
You have to learn to control these powers.
Go right. Let's go left.
No, let's just go straight then.
Okay. Go, go! Run faster. So much faster!
Your father believed he could save the world. It's up to you now, Max.
Steal now! Go turbo!
You okay?
Yeah. A few more bruises than usual.
All right, so teenager Max McGrath discovers his body can generate the most powerful energy in the universe. That'd be pretty cool, huh? So it's kind of quirky, slightly funny. This is a teen movie. It's fantasy, sci-fi. You're probably dropping somebody off. Unless, and this is story, by the way, is by Mattel, so go figure. It will definitely find its audience. I mean, already Rotten Tomatoes gives it 80%, 7.6 out of 10 IMDb. There will be interest in this movie for sure, like I said, teenagers. All right, I think this dude is super funny. He's from Philly. And he makes me laugh with some of his comedy. Kevin Hart, Now What?
Everybody that follows me knows that all my comedy comes from a real place. I'm alive. I'm still experiencing. Which still means I have stuff to talk about.
That's gonna make these people laugh.
This is the payoff. Stop it. Stop trying to make me feel tall.
Girls, you know Grandma? Grandma.
Hand over the money.
I'm not giving you my money. This is going to pay for my global tour.
He's a
You just say messed up? Here all night, you want to explain yourself?
Kevin, I'm Halle Berry. I don't get messed up.
Well, that's a bunch of Hollywood. Private school kids don't have any edge. You need edge to survive in life. My son definitely doesn't have it. I got some of my friends over my house that I grew up with. We're having a thug-like conversation. I hear my son coming down the steps. I hear flip-flops popping. They're popping fast. Something's wrong. Dad! Wi-Fi's down. I don't know what made me more upset. That or my friend going, who's Wi-Fi? When you look around this room tonight, I see every race, ethnicity, nationality possible. I see some of everybody. The payoff! If you can laugh together, you can live together. You can love together. What now, people?
Hey, Kev. It's on you. So, like, bet, check, fold.
Well aware of the poker rules, Mr. Cheeto.
You should do something.
I'm gonna punch you in the face.
I'm gonna make all of that bleed.
My name's Don Cheeto, and I'm mad because I'm not Iron Man. I'm the Black Iron Man, and I'm rusty.
That's uncalled for.
I squeak when I go.
Be the first to order advance tickets now at Fandango.com.
All right, Kevin Hart, What Now? Comedy documentary. It's going to find an audience. I think he's pretty darn funny. I loved his line in there. He saw everybody in the audience. Remember, send me your review if you go to the movies. Stay with us.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injury. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Of email from you, you and the guy down the street. As I always say, thank you so much, because if I didn't get that mail and the calls and everything else, I mean, it's just such a barometer to people listening and your thoughts, and I really, really appreciate it. Don't hesitate ever to send me a note if you're listening to this for the first time at americatonight.net. If for some reason you can't get in there, send it to Delaney Media Group at live.com. All right, so let's jump right to it. We've got this first one, and it is from Dak, who says, that's so funny, just like the quarterback for the Cowboys. And Dak says, Kate, what's happening with the polls? I think it's crazy what we see with now Trump losing some of those states that he thought he had bagged. What are the latest polls? So, yeah, we always talk about the polls. I joke and say I'm the poll princess, right? So a Bloomberg politics poll just came out on Thursday, found that Clinton was leading Trump by 9 points in Pennsylvania. So that's pretty big. Also, according to the poll, Clinton is ahead of Trump 47% to 38% in a four-way race in the Keystone State. So that's pretty big. You think of the Philadelphia suburbs, which is critical, but that also is very Democratic. Then you look at Michigan. A Michigan poll released on Wednesday showed an 11-point lead for Clinton before it wasn't looking that way. That was a Detroit News WDIV poll. Clinton led Trump 42% to 31%, so that was pretty big. Wisconsin, a poll that was just released has Clinton 7 points ahead of Trump, 44% to 37%. So, you know, these are just barometers, but they could change, because I think it, to me, it feels closer. Maybe I'm just wrong because of everything that's happened in this past week, and it has been a very bad week for Donald Trump. It feels like it's closer than some of these polls are saying. You know, it's all about numbers, babes. It's all about who gets the right combination. 270 is what is needed. So whoever hits that 270, they're in, and whoever doesn't is out, period. That's how it goes. All right, how about this one? This one is from Marion. Kate, my neighbor and I listened to your show. Somebody else told us about it, so we've started to listen here in Washington. Just wanted you to know that we are out here. Wonder if you saw that extreme weather. I know you talk about weather a lot, and you just were talking about Matthew. How about what they're saying about the Pacific Northwest because of this typhoon? Did you hear about that? It's going to really smash into us in the next couple of days. I did. I've got friends in Seattle and outside of Seattle and Spokane where people are listening to us. So Oregon and Washington are supposed to get just clobbered. The West Coast, really Thursday through Saturday, they're saying you could see gusts of up to 80 mile an hour winds in the coastal areas. And this is from, you know, and mostly on the Olympic Peninsula especially. And they're saying In some cases, maybe up to 100 miles an hour. That is monster wind. Wow. And what happens when you have that kind of wind? The danger is the trees. The trees topple onto people in cars because it's beautiful up there. You've got lots of areas that are tree-lined, so that's the danger in the Pacific Northwest. So, boy, people, take care. If you're, you know, if you're listening to me right now and you're in those areas, watch out, because pay attention to the weather. The remnants of a typhoon are likely to cause some problems. So thanks, actually, for sending me that and putting the all call out there. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Adam in Illinois. I love it when you tell me where you're from. That's why I always say Adam or whoever and where you're from. Okay, so Adam says, Kate, I thought of you because I know how you feel about alligators, and you were talking about what was really dangerous with these crazy floods is that people could get into trouble with what's in the water when they're trying to walk or swim away because of what happens to the creatures that lurk beyond. Yeah, there's so many things that you can get cut or hurt or dragged down on if you're trying to escape whatever you're trying to escape. And the hurricane, that was one of the concerns. I mean, if you've got water pounding you up to your neck and waist and everything else, I mean, yeah, what do you think? Like Lumberton, North Carolina. And there was actually a woman, and they showed her, and I think this is what you're probably referring to because it was all over the place. Her name was Joni Gaddy, and they showed her and interviewed her, and she was shivering, and she said there was alligators swimming outside of her house. Oh, my gosh. She's, you know, what are you going to do? So the water's up to your head, the house is ruined, and you got to, you got to get out of that house. And this woman said, and she had a dog with her, she said she had a dog stranded in the house. She didn't know where her horses were. And she said there were helicopters flying all over the place, but they didn't see her. And she tried to, you know, she tried to signal. But, and she had sheets hanging out of the house, but she said it was horrible. The alligators and snakes in the water outside. And she was just praying the alligators wouldn't get her. They, you know, that you were, she said you were at one point sitting on the porch and looking at the alligators in the water with the snakes. Oh my gosh. So she was rescued, thank goodness. That's why she could tell us the tale. Her son came in from Texas and helped. Son and nephew climbed through the trees because there were trees down. And I mean, this is like a house she had been in for, I don't know, 20, 25, 30 years. But I'm just thinking, what's going through your mind when everything's crumbling around you? So that's the first thing. But then you're worried because you're not, no kidding. I mean, I want you all to think about this for a second. You are sitting on your porch and you are looking in the face of alligators. That is so crazy, but it makes sense because the water washed everything into a pile. And where are the gators going to go? Where are the snakes going to go? They're going to go where the water's taking them. Ugh. Thank goodness she's okay. Okay, so I'm sure there's more stories like that. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Bill. Kate, did you hear that Bob Dylan was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature? I did hear that, because again, this is all over the place, and it's a stunner to hear that. So here's the deal. He was awarded it, they say, for having created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition, and that's why they decided to give it to him. That's what they say. So that's why he got the literature. They say if you look back and you look at his work, it will stand the test of time, his music and his lyrics, and that he had songs that really spoke to a generation during the 60s and helped galvanize the civil rights movement. I mean, these are the reasons behind part of it. So a professor in literature at Stockholm University recommended his 66 album, Blonde on Blonde, saying it had many examples of brilliant ways of rhyming and pulling together refrains, and his pictorial thinking is what they're saying. Wow. I mean, that's huge. I was stunned when I saw that. Yeah, I mean, it's probably a surprise for a lot of people, and they're going to get some criticism for it, there's no question. Because think about other people have recorded songs and around social problems and society grappling with lots of issues. You know, you can make a whole bunch of arguments for a whole bunch of different people, but regardless. So, the kid from Duluth, Minnesota. I mean, he released his first album in 1962. In the 60s, he was the guy. Yeah, absolutely. So now Twitter has exploded with all kinds of reaction to it, and that's big. I mean, he already got the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2012, but now having a Nobel Peace Prize is something. Okay, let's see if we can get another one. And this one is from Kirk, who says, let's see, Kirk says, hello, Kate. I'm watching what's going on in this campaign, and, you know, honestly, we can talk about Trump, we can talk about Clinton. I'm just so disgusted with both of them. I'm disgusted with their campaigns and the fact that we the American people, I want everybody to think about this. I don't care, as you say, if someone's left of left, right of right, or in between. We're all together in this, and we're the ones who are getting screwed by it, because the issues aren't being discussed. What are the solid issues? What are the plans? Whoever wants to take over and be the leader of the free world, what do they intend to do about our healthcare situation? What is their stance really on foreign policy? There's so much we don't really have a handle on with either one of them that is the most frustrating to me, the most frustrating thing in the world, that this is the kind of nonsense we're hearing about. Who groped who did what, whose husband did what. Do we care? Do we care about that? Would you care about that overall, really, when we have so many issues that we have to be concerned about, especially heading into the future? Isn't it always about making it better for the next generation? Isn't it, when you take over as the president, wanting to have the most idealistic world that you can create or be involved in for the American people? I like the way you say that, because, yes, I would think it would be about that. I would think that it would be about, man, I can't believe that I've been a public servant, or I'm an American citizen, and I'm frustrated with things I haven't seen. I'm frustrated because I can see that there's some great there's some great things that can happen here in this country if we pull together in education or healthcare or wherever. And so instead we're talking about all the tawdry things. Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of people would share that same sentiment, if you will, for sure. All right, remember, you can send me your thoughts at AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for all the mail.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Another edition of We Can Count, and oh boy, can we count. Let's give you a couple of quick ones right at the top. Thailand's king, dead at the age of 88. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. Is 88 old? I think when I hear of people dying in their 70s, I'm like, I had a grandmother that lived to be 100. I had another grandmother that lived deep into her 80s. And, I mean, it's kind of, with my family, it's kind of all over the map. I don't know. I was just thinking about this. But anyway, the king of Thailand, who, you know, think of the political turmoil there. He'd been there for a long time. Seven-decade reign. Yeah. In the aftermath of Thailand's occupation by Japan during the Second World War. And his reign ended in the internet age. So think of what he dealt with in the 20th century. I mean, the thoughts of this guy, it had to be wild. he ascended the throne, I guess, in 1946, and was what they call reigning over 20 prime ministers, more than a dozen coups, and constitutional changes. The Vietnam War, 60s and 70s. So this guy, I mean, this guy was the guy. He was there forever. And they say his most noteworthy appearance happened in 1992 because there was violence between pro-democracy campaigners and the army, and he summoned the two leaders of the camps. Televised images showed all of them kneeling and helped calm the tension. So people love that because it was horrible what happened. You see an old picture of him. Oh my gosh, it's so crazy. And he has the whole thing on, you know, where he's got the medals and all of the opulence, they call them, and all of the pomp and circumstance, I guess, around him. So pretty crazy that he survived that long. I mean, wow. Wild. Okay, so dead at the age of 88, the king of Thailand. We move from that story and numbers to another one. And this one has to do with, there was a couple of big numbers I saw today. This has to do with a crazy story about the Chinese and the fact that 500,000 elderly people go missing, they say, in China every year. So what's up with that? What's happening to them? Every day, they say every day, about 1,300 are gone. And we're talking 65. I just said that thing about age. 65 or over account for 80% of missing people cases. So that's a huge number. What is the problem? They say about 25% of those missing were diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia. 72, some sort of memory impairment. Of the people that were found after being reported missing, 25% went missing again. So this is just a horrible human bomb that's gone off. I mean, the country, as far as seniors are concerned, they say they have 114 million people 65 or over, more than any other developing country. This is the World Bank came out with that report. 90 million people are expected to leave the workforce in the next three decades. So China's got the most aged population on earth. They're going to have, and they'll have the most in 2030, 400 million people over 60. Wow. Imagine that. That's wild. And these people that are just walking off and families just having no idea what's happened. Oh, man. Oh, man. Sad. Sad story. I had no idea. I mean, I had no idea about the population shift that it was that big. Okay, how about this? A detective investigating an NBA star found dead. Suicide is suspected. A Los Angeles police detective who was looking into the sexual assault allegations against NBA star Derrick Rose was found dead in an apparent suicide. Nadine Hernandez, 19 years on the force, died in her house of a single gunshot wound to the chest. Very sad. The LAPD issued a statement saying she was among several detectives working on the case at the time of her death. They say at no point is there any indication that her casework had any connection to her death, so no criminal charges have been filed against Rose, who was a huge player, who's a member of the New York Knicks. And, you know, she and some other detectives opened a criminal investigation of Rose and two of his friends for alleging that after an accuser alleged that she was gang raped in 2013. And, you know, this is still an ongoing thing. So there was immediate speculation that there was something else happening there. But what they're saying is, no, it's not. It has nothing to do with it whatsoever. All right, how about this? How about this story about Russia and the U.S.? I mean, look, this has been discussed a little bit during this election cycle. And I was reading a story about that Russia and the U.S. are moving past Cold War to unpredictable confrontation. Now, that's kind of frightening. Russia, have we had to worry about Russia? Not recently, but during the Obama administration, it's been very cantankerous. And, of course, Vladimir Putin is the ultimate taunter, I believe. So on Tuesday of this week, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said that the U.S. was considering a range of proportional responses to the hacking of U.S. political groups. They accused the Kremlin of the cyber attacks on election systems and democracy itself, and that came after talks on Syria's ceasefire broke down, and the U.S. is suggesting Russia be investigated for war crimes in Aleppo. So that's why Aleppo, of course, plays a huge part in this. So now we've seen that. I mean, there's been a lot of harassment. If we look for a number, there's been occasions in the past year when Russian jets and naval, part of the Navy fleet, have buzzed the U.S. military. And Moscow's 2014, so just a couple years ago, there's your number, violated a bunch of security treaties by testing a ground-launched cruise missile. The list goes on and on and on, and is why it's so important. The relationship to Russia is vital. We do not want to have a war with Russia. We don't want to really have any kind of war, right? But this conflict keeps escalating. We certainly can't allow them either to be hacking into our systems, especially if we think they come from the Kremlin itself. Not some creep in an apartment somewhere in the Ukraine or in some part of Russia. I mean, we're talking about it directly coming from the Kremlin. Wow. How about this story for something different when we talk about numbers? Gabrielle Union is suing BET, the network with a lot of power. She says they're unfairly trying to extend her contract on the series Being Mary Jane. So, of course, the production broke down. She said that it's breach of contract and negligent misrepresentation. According to the documents, she said she agreed to sign on for the drama with the understanding the series would shoot no more than 13 episodes a season. She didn't want to commit to more episodes because this is what actors do, and this is why they have these clauses in contracts. She wanted to allow for other film work, and that was going to stop that. So the complaint was filed, and season one was in 2013, and then it went from there. She says the suit says now that they're attempting to shoot 10 episodes of seasons 4 and 5 in succession. So she would have to film 20 back-to-back episodes. Ooh, that's a lot of memorization. Anyway, she's set to be paid $150,000 in the episode for season 4, $165,000 episode for season 5. So they're looking for $1 million in damages and an amendment to the contract that she doesn't have to shoot more than 13 an episode. Doesn't it seem like, are you kidding me? How would you like to shoot a television show one episode for, I'm saying out there, Mr. and Miss Common Man, $150,000 or $165,000? But then you have to think about what they do. And again, I'm about free commerce and capital. I'm all about the fact that we live in a capitalistic world, right? So what somebody can get is what somebody can get. So I certainly don't think she shouldn't get what she should get paid. But it's interesting how they want to squeeze it all in. I wonder what that does to production people is what I was thinking. Because that would really up your production schedule. They would be working like crazy hours trying to produce all that, film all that. And then you get the whole thing with running lines and everything that goes into that. All right. Such problems. So once again, we put this one to bed just like that. Another edition of We Can Count. Hey, thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.